Evaluation can be defined as a practice whereby social actors reflexively reframe the inherited unsatisfactory values. It was conceptualized by John Dewey in the 1930s as a pragmatist response to logical positivism. The process itself is often emergent, as its outcomes are only provisional and subject to new valuation processes whenever actors experience their situation as problematic, as something that needs to be changed. Valuation is therefore a process driven by people affected by something, often dissatisfied by the current situation, experienced as detrimental to how they wish to live, work, and act. More concretely, what do we do when we engage in evaluation in a mundane life? Imagine the growing sense that something is going wrong. Let's say in how you are commuting from home to work. You realize you feel dissatisfied with the consequences of your transportation situation and feel you need a better way of commuting. This is where you may start inquiring about what could be done and experimenting with new solutions. You may naturally start publicly sharing your reflections and revising your judgments, for instance, with your colleagues, family, and friends. This is where you may begin to imagine alternatives, compare and evaluate different options, and finally act according to the new ideas that you find more desirable and more suitable, for instance, biking and taking the train instead of driving a car. So valuation does not consider values as abstract properties, private preferences, or undebatable statements, but as observable facts, practices, and judgments. Valuation is also social in that other people may contribute ideas or critique them. Valuation is a process that everyone can see in our attitudes, relations, and gestures, such as when we care for someone or something and show it. Valuation is thus a process where ends and means always interact. Dewey's theory contrasts with accounts that ignore the affective and personal dimension. Seemingly objective ends in themselves, as Dewey call them, such as performance or some sort of external predefined standard to be reached, often dogmatic and indisputable, become transformed into provisional ends in view, considered as means generating further consequences that can be evaluated meaningfully. Finally, valuation is not just about revising values. In a Dewey perspective, the process implies an ethical and political dimension. Values are not all equal. The pragmatists embrace only those that enable emancipation and help democratic processes flourish, whether it be in corporations, NGOs, public institutions, or simply our families. To summarize, John Dewey's theory of valuation is a framework illuminating how we care for better futures and act accordingly.